I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Global trade in ivory was banned in 1989. The purpose of that ban was to prevent the poaching of elephants. Assessments of how effective the ban has been vary, and so a decision this week to allow China to make a one-time purchase of ivory from African stockpiles was bound to provoke controversy. Some environmental groups say China doesn't deserve the opportunity. They say the Chinese have not effectively enforced the ivory ban. China defends its record. Wildlife photographer Nick Nichols is an editor-at-large for National Geographic magazine. He's currently on assignment in Northern California, where he's taking pictures of owls, but he's photographed a lot of elephants in the North African nation of Chad.
I was drawn there by my colleague Mike Fay. He did a flight in a small plane looking for the last wildernesses, and in that he found giant herds of 1,000 elephants in Chad. And so we went there to see elephants in this extremely exciting environment that we thought the poaching was under control. So we get there and start working, and my main photo I'm after is that photo of 1,000 elephants. Well, what quickly happened, there was an attempted coup, carcasses started appearing all around us. So I go out in this ultralight plane every day searching, and Mike's out in the bigger plane looking. And we find the herd moving, and it's 800 elephants led by one female, an amazing photo. The day that I photographed them, we get back, we hear from the guards that very night, that group was ambushed and 20 elephants were massacred. And that set us in the tone of, wait, something's going on here that we didn't suspect. And there's just no doubt that this stimulation of trade is because of ivory going to China.
Did you yourself, and as we say, there is news now that China will be allowed to bid on ivory in an auction from African stockpiles. Did you yourself encounter poachers then when you were there, when you realized what was going on?
Well, these guys are on horseback. It's the Janjaweed, the same guys that are killing humans in Darfur. And it's just for business. It's an ancient trade. Ivory has always gone out through Khartoum and Sudan. And now it's just been re-stimulated. It went underground for many years after the ivory ban. I mean, always the elephants I was photographing in Central Africa were being killed for ivory. It did slow down. We could see that the market was asleep. And now we're finding carcasses all over the place. So it's been re-stimulated. And these Chadian elephants they've been poached for so long. There were 200,000 elephants there in the 70s. Now it's down to less than 1,000. That's extreme massacre.
The way it is on the ground is that the elephants are protected while they're in the park and protected fairly well. As soon as they roam out of the park, which they do to try and get food and water, that's when the poachers attack.
Yeah, there's a heroic effort inside the park by these men that try to protect them. But the elephants, because it is a desert region, they congregate in the park when it's wet. And
this is Zakuma National Park.
Yeah, Zakuma National Park. I'm sorry. When it's dry and there's water in the park. And then when the rains come, they move out. And when they go out, they are just incredibly vulnerable because the park guards can barely protect them inside the park. So when they go out, they're extremely vulnerable then. And that's when these ambushes happen.
So the people who are doing the ambushing, these poachers, as you say, this is an age-old trade. This has been happening for a long time. But one would guess, as horrible as one might think the poaching is, because, I mean, they kill the elephant only to take the tusks, correct?
Yeah, there's no meat being taken by these men. I just don't want people to think this is their livelihood, that their families would starve if they didn't kill elephants. No, they trade in cattle. They trade in human trade. They're just evil men. I just can't defend them. Elephants are incredibly sensitive creatures that just have no right to live in terror as they are. Now, that's what I have to tell you. I saw this where they were afraid to come to water to drink. And this is in the desert. They're dying of thirst. They reach the water hole. They hide in the bushes. And the females will push a young male down. You go see if it's safe. You go see if we're going to get shot up here. And it just hurts to see them in such fear. And then when they get to the water, if even a branch cracks, they just stampede away and the kids get trampled. And it's just too much. And especially just for ivory. It's a commodity for pool tables and piano keys. It has no value whatsoever in the real world. It's just a toy.
You saw, in fact, the results of this, where the ivory goes in China.
Well, I used to work in Asia some. I did a long tiger project about what's going on with tiger trade. And, you know, I do see all these carving shops, and it's beautiful, ornate carvings of ivory. And I'm afraid that is what stimulates this killing in Africa. I mean, there's huge issues with this. It's incredibly complicated.
We're talking about countries where people are not wealthy. For instance, Zimbabwe right now to Chad, where these poachers were. How do you know, not that anybody necessarily wants to defend the poachers, but how do you know that they're not doing this simply to feed their families?
Well, because I worked with the nomads in Chad. Now, I'm speaking particularly about the situation in Chad. I can't speak for Southern Africa. But what you have in Chad with the slaughters in Zakouma are men on horseback that leave their families. They're nomadic. They leave their families to do this work. I guess you could stretch it and say this is how their livelihood, but they're gangsters. They're men for hire. They're the same men that kill the people in Darfur for money, but paid by the whoever's paying them. It's just not a situation like where I've been, where people are killing animals for food or even to sell for food for their livelihood. This is pure commerce of illegal trade.
Do you feel like you're ever in danger, even away from the poachers, when you're just around the elephants? I wonder what kind of a connection you have.
Well, absolutely. Elephants that are hunted are really dangerous. And I made a few errors in judgment trying to photograph them. And one day this female really got after us with her whole family in tow.
Were you just too close?
Well, she came to us. I wasn't too close. She came straight at me and didn't smell me until the last minute. And when she did, she just reacted violently and charged, and we didn't have cover. My assistant got back to the truck, and I ran down the creek bed. And the guards that are there to protect us fired shots, which scared the elephants back toward chasing me down the river. But in the end, it was my error. And if I ever get killed by an animal, I assure you it'll be my mistake, not the animal's.
Nick Nichols is one of the world's top wildlife photographers. You can see some of his photos and a link to an audio slideshow, which he helps narrate, about the elephants of Zakouma National Park in Chad. It's all at our website, theworld.org. Good luck, Nick. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.